proclamation number 4662 dated the June 9th, 1949. Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Single quote. You should be vigilant and pray, so that you will not fall when you are being tempted. My adversary's onslaught against those of you who want to remain faithful to me will be relentless in order to estrange you from me. He uses all means and not least of all those which intend to disable you from establishing contact with me, so that you will have an easy game as soon as you are weak. He lies in wait for opportunities to cause your downfall, and only someone with a strong will, someone who is able to send a thought up to me for help, will not succumb to him. Call upon me in every adversity of body and soul. This is what I call pray and watch. Direct your thoughts upwards where he cannot follow you, and you will safely escape from him and place yourselves under my protection. He will try to shackle you to earth with all his might, to that which is his share and which belongs to his realm. He will want you to abscond from me, from spiritual striving. He will cause you to doubt and want to confuse your thoughts through adversities and dreads, so that you won't find your way back to me, so that you will engross yourselves in earthly things and forget about me. Watch and pray, and detach yourselves from the one who is my adversary, and attach yourselves increasingly more to me, who is your eternal Father and who can truly offer you more magnificent things than he can. Watch and pray, for you are constantly surrounded by the tempter trying to catch you. A vigilant person will be able to recognize and escape from him. And be joyful and happy in knowing that I am your constant protector, whom you can turn to when you are threatened by danger, for I hear the faintest call coming from your heart and will support you so that you will be victorious in your battle against him. But anyone who places too much trust in his own strength and believes that he can do without my help will succumb, for he is overestimating himself and failing to consider that the adversary's strength is greater than his. You will win with me but succumb without me and fall prey to every temptation. But to walk with me means to allow my presence through prayer and kind-hearted activity. Then you are protected against all incursions by the enemy. Then he will be powerless against you, for then he would have to fight against me, and I'm far more powerful than he is. Watch and pray. Then he will have lost his target. He will avoid you, because then you will be surrounded by light which emanates my presence and that is intolerable to him. Call upon me in every temptation and I will always be with you. Amen.